In 1839, the Spanish ship Amistad was taken over by 53 African captives from what is now Sierra Leone, as they were on their way to be sold as slaves. The ship eventually landed on Long Island, where it was seized by the U.S. government. The 53 captives later won their freedom in a monumental case before the U.S. Supreme Court. Last week, Sierra Leone presidential spokesman Alpha Conu said the Spanish government owes his country and the city of New Haven reparations for what happened on the Amistad.
I think it caught a lot of people off guard. It definitely caught me off guard. It's not something that was scripted or that I thought would be the topic of his speech, but I think that it's an interesting one.
That's Hanifa Washington, executive director of Amistad America. She says Conu mentioned reparations twice during last Friday's celebration of the 25th anniversary of the Amistad Committee. She says the remarks were surprising.
It was really racy. It was really dicey. And I felt challenged by that because it made me think about, well, what do I think about reparations? Because that's not something I think about on a daily basis.
Hanifa Washington says she wasn't sure whether Alpha Conu's comments mean the government of Sierra Leone is actually in the process of seeking reparations against the Spanish government. Ray Hartman, WNPR News.